Hi, family. Hi, family. My name is Luis, and I'm truly, truly grateful alcoholic. First thing first, I want to thank God for another day sober and for waking me up this morning and give me a chance to make a meeting. First, I want to congratulate, you know, the other speakers, and thanks for the people that select me to be a speaker today, this morning. And I'm grateful for God because today is Sunday. I'm not in the edge of the building trying to jump. Sunday, I'm not waking up throwing up anymore with money in my pocket. You know, my wife is not outside with a broomstick poking me outside the door, see if I'm alive or dead. But that's what I used to do Sunday morning, you know, try to open the door and fall back in the garden. And she found me over there with my legs up and the keys in my hand. You know, she always told me one of these days they're going to kill me because they can get the key from your hands and, you know, get inside, rob the house, and kill me, you know. But I don't live like that today. Somebody told me that I don't have to live that way no more. You know, thanks God I found God my understanding again, because I thought that God was mad with me because I pushed him to the side when I was 12 years old. And I pick up the devil one. I pick up the devil one because my father left the country. And I was 12 years old and I was celebrating. No more whoop up. You know, I don't have to wait for my father to get home to hit me and all that stuff. You know, working 7 days a week with him, 365 days and don't get paid. You know, no Christmas present, no birthday cakes, only whoop ups. You know, and my father said, your salary is your food, your bed, and your clothes, and your back. That's your pay. You know what I mean? He didn't even want to put me in school, but my mother put me in school. I was in first grade at the age of 8. Excuse me. So when he left, you know, I took the first drink, and I felt it so good, and it took me out of myself. And since that time, I let the devil run my life. For 30-something years, you know. In 2004, I was arrested for DWI, and first time they sent me to DWI program, and I was mandated by the court for DWI program, and they told me 16 weeks. I went over there, and they told me 20 weeks, because it showed twice, you're being arrested twice. And I said to myself, they wouldn't know it's 4 times. But, you know, that's the way it goes. So I had to do 20 weeks and double AA. Pissed me off because I had to be the whole week in that program. So I said, well, I got to do what I got to do, otherwise it's jail. But when I went over there, I was sitting in the back, and I was listening to people talking. Even I listened a little bit because I was in the back. But somebody told my story. And first of all, before he told my story, I was going because I could not drink because they take the urine, you know, and then I had to repeat the test, the program, and especially I had to pay again. So I said, no. But I was noticing that I wake up in the morning with money in my pocket. And then I realized that I don't have to steal from my wife no more. And I said, yeah, it's getting better, you know. Plus, I start getting better in my health. You know, I'm not waking up, go to work with stomachache or throwing up in the morning. Or, you know, I don't have to wake up, come to. You know, my wife used to wake me up and, hey, you did it again. I said, what happened? I said, I told you, that's not the toilet. That's the closet. I said, oh, I'm sorry, but I got to clean in the morning. But, you know, the thing is, I've been doing that thing all over and over again. You know, somebody tried to explain it to me or tell me that I was destroying my life. But I never learned anything. I never listened because I was talking at the same time they was talking. Yeah, I know. You're killing yourself. You're drinking too much. I know. You work hard, and you were giving the money to somebody else in 2-3 hours, $1,000. I know. I came to the program. I realized I didn't know nothing. I didn't even know how to drink. I used to tell people, hey, I drink better than you. I know how to drink. The guy told me, if you know how to drink, you won't be sitting over here. I said, I guess I didn't know how to drink. Lucky I didn't bet. Yeah. But You know, I thought God was mad with me because I pushed him to the side and let the devil ruin my life. And I didn't know that he was carrying me for all those 30-something years. I thought I was existing by luck. I say existing because I wasn't living out there. And all these 3 years I'm sober, I'm living a new life. I'm learning how to live now. And I was existing, and I always say, oh, I was lucky I didn't get shot. 2 minutes before I left, you know, after that, there was a shooting thing. It was no luck. God was carrying me all this time. And, you know, and I said to myself, now that I found God, I'm walking with him, God in one hand, AA in the other hand. And that's what I'm living today. You know, God put me above ground 3 times. I remember I was 21 years old, came out from work, and the first thing I said, let me have the first one before I go home. Who I know in Clifton, New Jersey? I live in the barrio at that time. So I said, let me have one, so I have four. You know, like they say, first one gets you drunk. I said, no, take me the last one or 2 gallons. But, you know, I didn't know that the first one opened the compulsion, the obsession for more and more. So who's counted the second? You know, but, and then I said, let me have one, I have four. Before I get the highway, I said, hey, let me have one for the road. I have four more. And then after that, I saw this guy, this old guy, like 50-something years old. I said, where can I get the good stuff? So he said, I'll show you. He showed me, all right. He came out, we went to this guy's house, came out with another guy. He said, oh, we're going to show you. I said, good. Tell you the truth, I went home naked with my throat cut. That was the end of the having good time. When I went home, first I passed by the bridge. The woman said, what happened? I said, I got robbed. And he said, okay, go ahead. I thought I was free. I said, well, at least I got a free bridge. 2 weeks later, they sent me a bill for $1.50. So I went home, I stopped blowing the horn, and I called my wife. We live in the 6th floor. So I said, bring me some clothes. I'm naked. My wife said, naked for what? You know, first thing the woman is, where were you being with, you know? So I told her what happened. She goes, oh, so next day we want to do a report. Second time they found me in the parking lot of my building with my face like a watermelon. You know, wake up the next day, and I start feeling myself. And I got scared because everything was moving. And they took my wife came from work, took me to the hospital. I had all my face fractured. It was 2 pieces and all this cracked. So I got screws here, platinum all over the face. And I was 8 weeks with my mouth shut. My wife said, good, at least I can hear your mouth. But I never thought you know, I was waving people to wait for me so I can drink with them. I was pissed off because I could not drink. I said, damn, 8 weeks without drinking. Can't stay 1 hour. But then I never thought of why I was in that position because of the alcohol. See, the insanity that no matter how I was, I was looking for the drink. Anything that I do, first, I got to go for the drink first before I go dancing. Alcohol gave me courage so I can go to a woman and ask for dance. So I didn't want to come back with my head down, you know, and think, I said, damn, she didn't want to drink. There were people looking at me. I looked funny. But when I had a drink, I go over there, and, you know, she don't want to dance. I said, what the hell are you doing here then? You know, you're using the chair. Somebody who can want to dance with me could use that chair. You know what I mean? But, hey, that gave me that false courage, you know. The third time, I went to I used something, they used, I don't know what they used, but I know I was bleeding for 2 days. So Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I was bleeding, couldn't stop. They called the ambulance in my job. And my wife went over there, and next day was Thanksgiving. I remember 5:30, the next day in Thanksgiving. I don't remember that, after that. And they told me I had some vein broke inside. I was 8 days conscious in coma. And when I came to, they told me, the doctor told me, you almost died. You was using something you're not supposed to use. So, but somebody told me when I was drinking, because I love drinking. It was nothing better than having a nice beer, a nice drink, whatever. I used to make myself throw up so I can drink more. Because you see, when I was full of alcohol and I drink, it burst back. So I said, fuck, that shit is old. So I put myself, oh. So I put fresh one, you know. And somebody told me, if you use this, make you more thirsty, you can drink more, you can stay overnight drinking. I said, whoa, that's a good shit. But I didn't know it's going to have results, you know. And I was bleeding and keep bleeding after 5 days. That's what I remember when I came to. And that's what they told me. The doctor said, you keep drinking, you're going to die. I said, I know. I always knew what happened. And what happened was, I went home Thursday. Friday, I ran back to my house. I mean, to the hospital. Because what they put a balloon and put a lot of pressure. What happened Friday, the roof of my mouth fell down. It dried out, so it fell down, so much pressure. So I was 7 months. Every other day, going to the hospital so they can fix another, make another roof. Because I was drinking, go through my ears and my nose. So I was drinking with a straw. And I still was pissed off because it was coming out through my nose. I was wasting my money. And I was pissed off because I could not drink. And I tell people, way after I get better. Way after I get better. No, I was going to say in Spanish. Never I saw the problem. I thought it was my wife who was the problem. Talk too much. Why you come late? Why you don't call me? When I call it, where are you? I'm with my friend. Got to be drinking. That's where you're from. I said, why did I call you then? To start nagging at me? I said, I don't call you then. You know what I mean? But my boss, why my boss sent me home? I came to work. But I never saw the part that I played with. I went drunk. Sure, you're going to send me home. You go sober it up. And then next day, I don't go to work. I don't call. I said, he called me. He got to call me. He got to apologize. He sent me home. You know, that was my attitude. He sent me home. I went to work. It's not my fault. He got to pay me for the day, too. Screw him. You know what I mean? And I used to, you know, my attitude, something, you know, my attitude behavior is the first thing that you send me to drink. Because, you know, before I even get the first drink, the devil one, I'm already thinking what I'm going to do after I come home from work. Or sometimes even working and drinking at the same time. You know, get over there in the store, get me a nip, drink, and driving people's cars. It's not my car. If I have an accident, they have insurance. Hey, I got to do alignment, so I got to road test the car before I do alignment, and after I do alignment, so it's 2B right there. You know, and then my boss realized I was drunk at the end of the day, so he got messed up with me. But, you know, alcohol was my life. I spent all my energy destroying myself. See, I didn't know that alcoholism is a silent, you know, killer and very progressive. You know, I started with one, and then I realized somebody knocking on my head, said, hey, it's 4:30 in the morning, you got to go home, we're closing. I said, oh, shit, I came for one. But, you know, it started with one. And I'm grateful today that I don't have to live like that. I'm grateful I found the God of my understanding. I call Jesus Christ again. And whatever I do, I wake up in the morning. See, I don't ask no more, or I say, get me out of this one, I don't drink no more. Now I say, thank you. Every time I wake up in the morning, I say, God, thank you. I'm already a winner. And from there, I say, give me strength so I can stay away from the devil one and all this stuff. See, because I was an alcoholic that used all this stuff. You know, woman, drugs, whatever it comes, you know, but I don't have to live like that no more. You know, I don't have to wake up in the car and look the next person, look like Tyson, scared the shit out of me. You know, I say, how the hell you got here in my car? I say, baby, you don't remember yesterday? I say, oh, shit. Don't remember nothing, but hey, I hope it was good. Yeah. I don't know, I got blacked out. I didn't even know I was blacked out. I just got tired. You know, waking up in hotels and the woman's gone with all my money, and then go home with the keys in my pocket. My wife said, who's these keys? Hotel keys. I said, I was tired yesterday. I didn't want to drive drunk, so I went to the hotel so I don't get arrested. Yeah, she eat that one. You know, and because when I drink, I get home drunk. You know, the thing is, I feel so bad that today I'm sober. That my mother is not here, not even my father. They pray so much for me to get sober. And you know, I write the serenity, the peace of mind, the good night's sleep, waiting for that phone call. See what happened to me, if I'm dead somewhere in the park. Even my wife, you know, she always say, I'm waiting for that call so I can go to that prison and take you out. That's why this time I said, no more. Because my wife told me in 2004, I said, no, fuck you. You stay today or there, you go to the jail. But I'm not going to take you on no more. I'm sick and tired, getting your ass out of trouble. And you keep doing the same shit. You know, and I never learned anything. I never knew what was the problem. I thought alcohol was the answer of my problem. Now I learned that it helps for a little bit, but when I come to, I got more problems. I got 10 times the problem I had before. So I learned now that feeling do pass. So why ruin my life when the feeling gonna pass? So no matter what comes through the pipe, somebody died. My brother died last year for drinking. That gave me strength not to go back. I'm praying God give me strength so I can do this once. Don't go back. Taste the water if somebody's doing it for me. I see in the groups that I go that people coming back. And I know they come back because there is nothing good up there. So why I gotta go back and taste the waters when I know there's nothing good up there? They told me that it's easy that you're here than get here. So if you're here, stay here. So I pray God to give me strength so I can stay here. And hanging around with all of you guys. They told me to stay with positive people. Stay away from negative people. People, places, and things. I am people, places. Wherever I go, say, my wife told me, let's go to the Bronx, buy a house. Maybe you start drinking. That's a good idea. My circle was same block. That was my vacation, all my money going there. So when I move to the Bronx, I make another circle. So I am the disease. So it doesn't matter. If I go to the New Jersey, I'm going to learn how to drink over there. No. Wherever I go, I'm an alcoholic. So I had to admit it. I had to be honest with my drinking. I had to be honest with myself. I am an alcoholic. So I had to raise my hand and say, I surrender. I can't fight no more. This alcohol is killing me. It's beating my butt so bad that I don't want to go over and do that. It's like if I fight with a boxer, he keep beating me up, what I go back over there for? Get more beat up? No. I'm already safe here. Every time I go to a meeting, I'm safe hour and a half, at least for that moment. You know what I mean? It's not promised that I might not go drink, but it give me a better chance not to drink next day. You know, that's my vitamin. That's my medicine. Every time I go to a meeting, it's a medicine. You know, it give me strength. And every time he, yeah? Oh, I'm sorry, but they tell me that I gotta shut my mouth. Like my wife. At least she's happy right now because, you know, I'm not drinking. You know, and I'm not spending my money. I want to thank everybody for coming today. And like I say, you know, before I go, I want to tell you this. Look at the person next to you and tell it, God love you, so do I. Thank you.